As we all know, the defense went into evidence yesterday with the accused, Josef Puszka, taking the stand himself in his defense. And then yesterday, they called their second and what turned out to be their final witness, Dr. Johan Grundeling, a UK-based medical doctor whose expertise in the areas of emergency medicine and forensic medical sciences. And he was essentially asked to take a look at Mr. Puszka's time at a hospital in Dublin and to assess whether anything from a medical point of view may have influenced the admission that he made to Gardaí on the 14th of January last year. This was 2 days after he's alleged to have murdered Aisling Murphy. And to assist him with his work, he was given an extensive file of Mr. Puszka's medical records, Gardaí records, statements, memorandums of the interviews that he held with Gardaí at Tullamore Garda Station following his arrest, the book of evidence, things like that. And in his report, he raised question marks over Mr. Puszka's fitness to be interviewed on that evening, the evening of the 14th of January, as I say, which is when he said to have made that confession. We know that Mr. Puszka had surgery the night before, and the doctor raised concerns about the effects that the surgery would have had on him, as well as the unfamiliar environment that he found himself in and the language barrier between him and the hospital. He said all of those things could have contributed to him being confused. And specifically in relation to his medication, he was concerned about the opioid oxycodone that he was given. We heard the last tablet of that, a 5 milligram dose of oxy, was given to Josef Puszka just 2.5 hours before he said to have made that admission to members of the investigation team. And he listed the potential side effects of oxy as anxiety, confusion, depression, insomnia, abnormal thinking, and sedation. And he said that one of the concerns that he also raised was the fact that none of the treating doctors at the hospital that had been dealing with Mr. Puszka were asked to assess him to assess whether or not he was fit to be interviewed by Gardaí. He, as I say, is a UK-based doctor. He's never worked in an Irish hospital. That was established yesterday under cross-examination. But he said that he'd often assist police in the UK in situations like this where a suspect is under the care of a hospital. And he said that he would have liked to have seen, and if it was him, he would have preferred to have dealt with a patient like Mr. Puszka personally. He said that he would have expected a formal assessment to have taken place that would have focused on a number of areas, including his ability to take in information, to retain it, to weigh it up and make a decision based on it, and to be able to communicate that decision in an effective way. He said that one of the side effects of oxy and of having surgery is that the subtle onset of confusion, and he said that that would require a more hands-on, a more thorough assessment to see if it exists in the case, which he said that that didn't happen in relation to Mr. Puszka and his time at St. James's Hospital.
You mentioned that this final witness was cross-examined. What was it that the prosecution asked the final witness for the defence?
Well, she put a number of things to him. Firstly, and specifically in relation to the oxycodone issue, he accepted that his entire report was based on Josef Puszka having 20 milligrams of that opioid in his system. But as Anne-Marie Lawler put it to him yesterday, the most Mr. Puszka could have had in his system when he made the admission was just over 8 milligrams. And she said that his report was therefore based on the wrong dosage. And the witness, Dr. Grundeling, accepted that was the case. The prosecution also challenged his finding that Mr. Puszka was in an unfamiliar environment. She asked him if that was speculation and assumption on his part. She accused him of not knowing anything about Mr. Pushka's familiarity with hospitals. And the witness agreed that that was purely speculative and that he didn't know if Mr. Puszka was in fact familiar with that environment. And in relation to whether or not he was confused, the doctor accepted that there was no record by hospital staff of him being confused at any point.
The witnesses have been heard on both the defence and prosecution side. What's to come before we reach the conclusion of this trial, Frank?
Well, yesterday marked the, it was 3 weeks to the day since the jury was sworn in to hear this trial. And as you say, they have now heard all of the evidence from both sides. So all that's left to do now as the trial enters its final stages is for the jurors to hear from both the prosecuting barrister and the defence barrister one last time. And that is expected to happen today when the court reconvenes this morning. And once those closing speeches have concluded, the judge will then address the jurors for a final time before he asks them to begin their deliberations. And that, we heard yesterday, is likely to happen at some stage tomorrow or possibly on Thursday morning.